Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hi there. Have you ever taken the bus and didn't know what to say in English? Well, today's episode will help you feel ready and confident on any bus ride. Welcome back to Magic for English. I'm Daniel. In this episode, you'll learn real words and easy sentences you can use when riding the bus in English. We speak slowly to make sure you understand every single word. Here's what we'll do today. First, you'll listen to a simple story all about taking the bus. Second, we'll review the vocabulary. Third, we'll practice the words with simple questions. And finally, you'll hear a real conversation. Are you ready? Let's begin. Part 1. Story. Now listen to the story about taking the bus. This morning, I walked to the bus stop. At the bus stop, many people were waiting in line. Some people were sitting, but most had to stand. Soon, the bus arrived. The bus driver opened the door. I looked at the sign. It showed the route number. Yes, this was the correct route. I had my ticket, and I knew the fare was $3. I showed the ticket to the driver and got on the bus. Inside, there were many passengers. Some people found a seat, but the bus was very crowded and busy. There were no seats left, so I had to stand. At the front, I saw a small stop button. After 10 minutes, I pressed the stop button for the bus to stop at the next stop. The bus slowed down. When the door opened, I got off the bus. It was a short trip. Taking the bus is simple when you know the words. Part 2. Vocabulary Recap. Let's review the vocabulary with simple meanings. 1. Bus stop. The place where you wait for the bus. 2. Bus driver. The person who drives the bus. 3. Route. The road or way the bus goes. 4. Bus schedule. The times when the bus comes and goes. 5. Ticket. A piece of paper or card you need to go on the bus. 6. Fare. The amount of money you need to pay. 7. Passenger. A person who uses public transport. 8. Seat. A place to sit. 9. Stand. To be on your feet, not sitting. 10. Line or queue. People waiting one after another for the bus. 11. Get on. To go inside the bus. 12. Get off. To leave the bus. 13. Stop button. A button you press to make the bus stop. 14. Next stop. The next place where the bus will stop. 15. Crowded, busy. When there are many people on the bus. Part 3. Let's practice with simple questions. Now let's practice. I'll ask a simple question. You answer with the vocabulary that you have learned. Ready? Where do you wait for the bus? Bus stop. That's right. You wait for the bus at a bus stop. Who drives the bus? Bus driver. Correct. The bus driver drives the bus. What do we call the road the bus takes? Route. Nicely done. The route is the road or way the bus goes. What tells you the times when the bus will come? The bus schedule. Exactly. The schedule shows the times. What paper or card lets you ride the bus? Ticket. Good job. You need a ticket to go on the bus. What do we call the money you pay to ride the bus? Fare. Correct. The fare is the amount of money you need to pay. What is a person on the bus called? Passenger. Well done. Every rider is a person who uses public transport. Where can you sit on the bus? Seat. Yes, the seat is where you sit. If there is no seat, what do you have to do? Stand. Great. You stand when no seat is free. What do we call the group of people waiting for the bus? Line, queue. Exactly. People wait in a line or queue. What do you do when you enter the bus? Get on. That's right. You get on the bus. What do you do when you leave the bus? Get off. Correct. You get off the bus. What button do you press to ask the driver to stop? Stop button. Yes, you press the stop button. What do we call the place where the bus will stop next? Next stop. Perfect. That's the next stop. If the bus has too many people, how do we describe it? Crowded, busy. Exactly. A crowded bus is full of people. Great work. You answered all the questions. The more you practice, the easier it gets. Part 4. Real conversation. Let's hear a real conversation.
Excuse me, does this bus stop here?
Yes, this is the bus stop. Please wait in the line.
Okay, thank you. Does this bus go on Route 15?
Yes, Route 15. Please check the schedule inside.
Great. How much is the fare?
It's $2, You can pay with a ticket.
Thank you. I'll get on now.
Welcome. Please find a seat or stand if it's crowded.
Okay. I'll press the stop button when my next stop comes.
No problem. I'll stop when you're ready to get off.
And that's the end of today's lesson, taking the bus. You did a great job learning 15 new words. Remember, the best way to improve is to listen, repeat, and practice. The next time you ride a bus, try to use these words in your mind. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the episode. I'm Daniel, and thanks for joining me.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.